The next patient is Angel Ruiz. The last name is R-U-I-Z, like in Zulu. First name, Angel. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient was recently admitted to a hospital because of epigastric, lower chest pain that was accompanied by hypertension. The patient didn't have any intervention. It resolved and the patient was released. In the laboratory workup at the hospital remained very stable. Today we have a different set of labs that was done August the 29th, 2023. The patient has a creatinine of 0.6, a GFR of 44, and in the serum electrolytes, the patient has a CO2 of 17 with a chloride of 106 and CO2 of 17, with a sodium of 142. That is a wide anion gap acidosis, and for that reason, we have to correct, especially in a patient that has a ischemic cardiomyopathy. The patient is going to be prescribed bicarbonate, 650 milligrams 2 times a day. The patient was explained in detail the reason for this medication. Number two, the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Number three, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number four, arterial hypertension that is under control, 120 over 83. The major concern is that the patient weighs 198 pounds. He's supposed to lose more weight, and we encourage him to change drastically the eating habits. Discussion was carried for a long time. Following number, the patient has a stenosis of the left internal carotid artery of 50%. I don't think that it's a critical lesion, but the patient continues to be under evaluation by the cardiologist and probably the vascular surgeon or the interventionist to deal with this problem. Following number, BPH, that is followed by Dr. Onishi. Following number, B12 deficiency with supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in the 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the lab and the hospitalization, and then the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.